lives, don't we? It's been a bit of a theme recently. If anyone's heard, there's a bit of something going on in town to do with darkness and light. And I was trying to think of a way into this because it's quite a heavy passage that we're looking at today. And it sort of comes in the middle of a set of instructions that Paul's giving to this church in Ephesus that he's been talking to, that he's been writing to, mainly about their identity in Christ. So what I came up with was that as believers in Christ, this is what we are. I don't know if you can all see this. It's quite light in here, but it's one of those strange features of light that it doesn't matter how dark it is, but light penetrates, light makes a difference, light changes something. In the first three chapters of this letter, Paul has explained the incredible good news, which he describes as the mystery of Christ, which is that all people, not just people of Jewish background who had the law and the prophets and the promise of being God's people, but all people who believed in Christ became part of God's family, welcomed into his household. And as such, believers in Christ have a new identity which gives them equal access, gives us who are believers equal access to God's forgiveness and to his promises and to his life, really. And given this new identity, Paul begins then in chapter 4 of this letter to urge the church to live lives worthy of this calling, lives that fit with who they now are. So we can look at verse 1 of chapter 5, because it gives us a good way into this passage and gives us some context for what follows. Follow God's example, therefore, Paul writes, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. He tells us what to do, but he tells us what Jesus did for us. He gave himself up for us as a sacrifice to God. He asks us to follow God's example, and this is the example that he asks us to follow, to give ourselves up. And three times in the beginning of this, he uses a form of the word agape, which is this special word for Christian love. It's a self-giving, other-preferring, sacrificial love. We are beloved children. We are to walk in the way of love. And we're to do it because Christ loved us. And in the way he does this, he's explaining how valuable we are to God. So valuable that Christ is willing to give himself up for us. And we see three ways that he describes us in this passage. First, in verse 1 of chapter 5, he describes us as dearly loved children. And then verse 3, as holy ones. And then in verses 8 to 9, as light in the Lord, children of light. These are not feel-good affirmations we might say to ourselves when we're having a bad day. I might feel terrible, but actually I'm a dearly loved child, a holy one, and a light in the Lord. This is what we are as Christians. This is the truth. As believers in Christ, we are dearly loved children. We are holy and we are light in the Lord. So we need to behave in line with that identity. So I'm just going to pick up these three things before we get into his lists of do's and don'ts, because it's important that we understand why it is he's asking us to live this way. So firstly, we're dearly loved children, he tells us in verse 1 of chapter 5. We're not just creatures of the Creator. We are his children. We have a relationship with him. It's a relationship of love. God doesn't simply tolerate us. He actively loves us. He is inclined towards us. He is for us. He's not against us. He loves us so much that when we were still sinners, he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us. We are his dearly loved children. He tells us in verse 3 that we are holy ones. It's an awkward thing for me to say. It's probably awkward for you to hear it as well, that we're holy ones. Doesn't mean that we're perfect. It means that we have been set apart, separated out, set apart for God's glory, to be his ambassadors for his kingdom, here to demonstrate what life looks like outside the world systems and the tiny fiefdoms, the tiny little domains of the world, what it's like to live under the rule of our holy God, according to his ways. Paul says earlier in this letter in chapter 3 that his intent was that through the church, the wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's our job to be holy. It's not a very comfortable thought in the society that we live in. It's a kind of a heavy word, isn't it? But it's not about hierarchy or status. It's about purpose. And our purpose is to reflect God's will and God's ways in the way that we live. And then in verses 8 and 9 of chapter 5, he tells us that we are light in the Lord. We were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord and called to live as children of light, bearing the fruit of that, which is goodness, righteousness, and truth. If you're wondering why I'm banging on about our identity, it's because how we live comes out of who we think we are. We are dearly loved children. We are holy. We are light in the Lord. We are children of light. So bearing all of that in mind, I remind you of the do list. I separated them out into the do list and the don't list. So the do list is this: follow God's example and walk in the way of love, that self-giving, sacrificial, other-preferring love. Live lives of thanksgiving, not complaining, not wishing our lives were better, not wishing we had what other people had, but being thankful for the things that God has given us. Live as children of light, reflecting the kingdom that we are now part of. Find out what pleases the Lord. Live carefully with wisdom. Make the most of every opportunity. Understand what the Lord's will is. And be filled with the Spirit. Paul's instructing the church, and through them us, to actively and consciously move in God's direction as we follow Jesus and walk in the way of love. He directs us not just to be thankful and think thankful thoughts, but to be thankful and say so. He instructs us to go on being filled with the Holy Spirit, who helps and guides us and teaches us how to live this way. And to share with each other what God is showing us and teaching us in the way we speak to each other. Sharing with each other what we're learning about the Lord. This is a careful and intentional life that God is calling us to. Lives of trust and love. We are to live, to walk, to find out, to take care, to make the most of every opportunity, to understand God's will, and to take delight in him. And we do this because of who we are. We are dearly loved children. We are holy. We are light in the Lord. We are children of light. So let's look at the don't list. These are the things that are not for us. Sexual immorality, impurity, greed, obscenity, foolish talk, coarse jokes, partnership with those who do these things, the fruitless deeds of darkness, getting drunk. Of course, these things can and do attract us from time to time, whether it's what we do with our bodies or the kinds of words we say, the way we use our words and our language, telling or laughing at the odd blue joke or blue word or joke or meme or reel, finding ourselves gossiping or in conversations that go into really unhelpful directions, pulling people down instead of building them up, ridiculing people instead of encouraging them. Those who live this way put themselves outside of the kingdom of God, put themselves outside of God's way of doing things. And those who deliberately reject God and his ways will find themselves suffering from God's justice, whatever that looks like. And we can trust that God's justice is just, because he is. Is there a habit that's currently controlling you, pulling you away from the light towards the darkness? It might be a show you're watching that you know is not really healthy, or a habit of talking about people in a particular way that's maybe degrading or belittling of them, or a website or an app that you have no business using. Sometimes it's hard to tell the light from the darkness. Sometimes, as we've all seen in recent days, the darkness can be dressed up to look like something other than darkness. When we find that that's happening to us, we either don't know anymore what is dark and what is light, or we've forgotten who we are. If we're believers in Christ, we're not like the world. We don't live the way everyone else does. We are dearly loved children. We are holy. We are light in the world. We are children of light. But we don't suddenly or naturally live in the ways that Paul is instructing us to. We have to be intentional. We have to put the effort in to find out what pleases God by knowing him through his word, by spending time with other believers, by spending time with him by ourselves in his word, in prayer. We have to be intentional, and we have to actually follow God's example, not just admire it. Jesus didn't invite people to admire him, but to follow. They had to move away from the ways of the world to follow him, and nothing has changed. He still asks the same of us. To follow Jesus is to move away from the ways of the world and into his ways. We are dearly loved children. We are holy. We are light in the Lord. We are children of light. When you put your trust in Jesus, he comes to make his home with you in your life. And because Christ lives in you, you become a light. Wherever you go, you carry the light of Christ, and you illuminate every place you go. When you walk into your office, or your classroom, or your family room, when you sit down at the dinner table, or on the bus, when you smile at your neighbor, when you encourage someone not to give up, when you hand in that cash you found in the street at the police station instead of taking it home with you, when you stay faithful to your partner, when you lodge an honest tax return, when you switch off that movie that has suddenly become violent or a bit sexy, when you delete that pornographic audiobook off your phone, when you stand up for what is right, when you ask for or extend forgiveness, when you refuse to gossip or slander or cover up wrongdoing, when you praise God for your health, your family, your provision, your blessings, your friends, your career, your life out loud and from your heart. When you do those things, the light of Christ shines in the world. But the light of Christ is not always welcome. Those who love the darkness will reject the light you carry because it exposes them and the deeds that they do. And we were all once darkness, but now in Christ, you can probably say this with me now, we are dearly loved children. We are holy. We are light in the Lord. We are children of light. And as dearly loved, holy children, light in the Lord, we have a high calling to live up to be the light wherever we are, to make the most of the opportunities that we have to bring his light into the world, which so desperately needs his light, and to celebrate him and his loving kindness towards us. This is our calling until we see him face to face.